Angelina Vargas and her two best friends are doing what they often do on a Saturday night, bar hopping in downtown Flagstaff.
Let's just go and have some drinks, be in the environment, have some music blasting in my ears so I can dance and have fun.
They love partying together, but they never lose sight of each other. Felice Giron and Elena Chavez say it's just too dangerous to go out and stay out alone.
There's no, I'll catch up with you later. It'll be, no, you came with me, you leave with me. That's simple as that. And you need to make sure, girls, that your friends are the ones that you can trust.
Exactly.
And we will look out for those that need people to look out for them. We've been in those situations, and it's important to look out for just your fellow other human beings.
That concept of bystander intervention is the foundation of the Arizona Safer Bars Alliance, or ASBA. It's the state's response to a grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for rape awareness and community action. ASBA trains bar staff to look for potential predators, read body language, pick up on social cues, trust their gut instinct, and then do something.
Sort of stinks that we need it in the first place, but if we can do our part and do it wisely and prevent sexual assault, it's awesome.
Al Hennis is the owner of the Flagstaff Brewing Company, one of the first ASBA-trained bars.
It's not anything where we get running back and put on a cape and our tights and play the hero. It's every day... all day, keeping our eyes open and being aware of our surroundings for our patrons.
Some estimates show alcohol is a factor in at least half of all reported sexual assaults. In college towns like Flagstaff, that number can be even higher. ASBA-trained staff learn how to spot people who are getting or giving unwanted attention. They look for customers who seem uncomfortable in their surroundings, and for those trying to buy drinks for someone who doesn't want or need any more.
Especially if the girl's already had too much to drink and she's trying to turn them down. Like, why are you trying to get this woman to that point?
Brittany Carrick is a bartender at Collins Irish Pub. She says bar staff communicate with each other when they see a red flag situation.
I have had a couple situations where the guy's just been pushing drinks down a woman's throat, and I've just cut both parties off and asked that a bouncer to speak to the parties and kind of see what's going on.
Carrick says the most important part of the training was the empowerment she felt to step up and get involved.
It really did open my eyes to try and act on instead of just making it somebody else's problem or it's not my problem in general.
Feedback from the Flagstaff pilot program will be studied by the University of Arizona in Tucson. Researchers plan to come up with an evidence-based model which can be used in bars across the nation. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.